There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Redmen TV. It is the Instant Match Reaction Show. I'm joined by James Redman for this. Man, he's good, isn't he, mate?
He's fucking boss, Paul. He's fucking great.
If only someone had called Mane being as good as this.
I know, like what?
Literally
the...
here.
I know.
On this channel before.
I'm surprised no one's done it.
I'm surprised no one's done such a thing.
Fucking hell, but he's boss.
Mate,
he is boss.
No one in the world apart from the Liverpool team and the man himself had a clue that Sadio Mane was starting up front for us today.
Definitely not. And you know what? I thought he played the role perfectly. Just kept getting in behind, kept contributing to the attack. You know, actually scored today. You know, one of his biggest problems recently has been his finishing and stuff like that.
Well, not super recently because he has four in his last five games or whatever. But four in his last six.
Let's
anyway.
Just say, for example, the Bayern Munich game where he misses a big, massive chance in that game, vital. Yeah. And if you want to be a world class player, then you've got to be able to score those chances in the big game. Games, essentially, but today he was that world class player and he took his chances.
I'll be honest, because we looked at the team and I saw Milner, saw Regan, and it was like, okay. Well, and it's no disrespect to James Milner, we'll talk about in a second, who was phenomenal.
Bosh.
But the Origi thing, I couldn't work out what we were going to do because I just thought we were playing 4-3-3. I don't think 4-3-3 suits Origi as the lone centre forward because I don't think he's good enough. He's not a good enough footballer. He's a great footballer because he plays for Liverpool,
obviously.
But he's not good enough to perform that role in anything like the way that Bobby Firmino does. I understood even though he was poor, the Sturridge substitution against Man United, so there might have been a case for him there, but I couldn't fathom it. And you're right, Sadio Mane, you know, the amount of times that he simply wasn't there, and he was going where he needed to be to cause problems. And you're right, being in the right place at the right time. Look, he scores two goals in perfect centre forward positions, right between the sticks, right there. And to be fair, that back heel, I mean, I need to watch it back. I was
I
as
think
far
it was
away,
a chip,
you know.
I think it was.
Does he chip back?
There we go. We've just got confirmation. Best player in the world.
He's just incredible.
He's really good.
Phenomenal. And I think, to be fair, we went into that game and when you're on the back of a few draws, and we've seen what happens when we draw a few games, it's not that I lose my head with a lot of the stuff that goes around it, and a lot of people whose extreme reactions actually kind of start to get to me.
Yeah.
So I really need the Reds to show up today.
Yeah.
And I thought the crowd showed up, and I thought Liverpool showed up, and it was the perfect manager.
It was absolutely brilliant. Everyone turns up today, and when I say everyone, I mean the club. The whole club turns up. The manager got the team right exactly. Every player that played today did well. Like you said before, going into the game, I was looking at the team, I was thinking it's not the best team I've seen all season. Don't get me wrong, I would much prefer Firmino if he was available. It would be much nicer, but you know what, Divock came in today,
but not even on the bench, and there's a little party that goes again with the Origi stuff we were talking about in the car going, well, that means you've not even got, like, I don't mind Divock, but you know, he can have those games where he doesn't really contribute and he might score, but if he doesn't, he doesn't really impact the games.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you've got Firmino on the bench, that's okay, but there was just that fear, and Liverpool put those fears to rest by getting the early goal and then not stopping, not resting on our laurels.
Yeah.
We were hungry at 2-0, it felt like we wanted more goals.
Yeah, well, after the second goal went in, I said to the lad next to me, listen, mate, we're going to score a lot of goals this game. And I just felt it. We've had that zest that we've had all season today, you know what I mean? And even though the past few weeks that's lacked, today we went in and we just went in all guns blazing. It was unbelievable. And when I just saw the performance, it was like, do you know what? It looks like we've got a bit of something back. Yeah, Watford are a great team. Didn't they win the four previous games or something like that?
No idea.
Either way, they've been in good form. And I'm not sure what the recent form is, but I know they've been in good form. They've been talked about highly before today's game, so it was always going to be a difficult game. Yeah. They also know that we've not been in form. We haven't scored goals in our last two games. You know, we haven't played, you know, vintage Liverpool, so to speak. And today we went in there and we absolutely snotted them, like the world class team that we are.
I looked at some of their players tonight, and I've seen Troy Deeney give teams problems, good teams problems. Yeah. I've seen, I think it's the Corey in the middle, I like him, think he's a good player. Yeah. See, Will Hughes, good player.
Got some solid
and you
players.
Know what, Delafeo got dogs abuse because he's a blue shite and fair play.
Oh, he's,
but like, he's a lad who can cause problems. And all their lads who on other days when Liverpool are performing, you might cast a look at them and go, oh, you know, wondered if he could do a job. Yeah, I looked at him and just thought, we're street ahead of these, and we know we're street ahead of them, and we went out there, and not in an overconfident or an arrogant way, we just flexed our muscles, we did what we did, and we showed, you know, Liverpool are not where they are in the league by fluke, by freak. We fully deserve the season that we've built for ourselves so far, and that felt like the team going, all the doubters, all the naysayers, like, flex.
Yeah.
Have a look at this. This is what we can do.
Yeah, well, I think it's important that they do react like that, because if you want to be a champion, you need to take everything thrown at you, all the abuse, all the critics, you know, everything. You've got to be able to take it if you want to be a champion, mate, and that's just how it is. The Premier League, it's a weird example, but it is like a jungle, you know. Anyone can just take it off you because everyone's got something to play for. Everyone does. Even, you know, people in mid-table, they want to go out and have a good day and win the game.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. And with the pressure that we've been under, not only from, you know, football pundits and stuff like that, from our own fans, we've been given the team stick, and you've got to think what that's got to be doing to them. Yeah. That's going to be giving them low confidence from time to time. But like I said, to be a champion, to be successful, you've got to be able to take that and push forward.
Keeps coming back to it. I think we think that, but I've seen no sense from this Liverpool team to this. But we go, maybe it's pressure, but you look at the interviews. I've said
it's
this
not
before.
An excuse.
These lads, but no, these lads are not. We've just had the Oscars. These lads are not Oscar winning actors. I get no sense that these lads are feeling tremendous pressure. I can look at it in little bits of games and whatever, a little bit, but that's not knowledge. That's me trying to read into a situation. Yeah. These lads look like they're absolutely taking everything in stride. And I want to talk a few players. James Milner, first and foremost, tweeted at half time, I'm sure he's playing in every position for us today.
Yeah.
There was times where there was whenever Trent attacked, he was covering a fullback. Same on the other side. He was getting up into wide. There was one moment where he slalomed into the box trying to make something happen. I have no idea what position James Milner was meant to be playing.
Yeah.
He was just every blade of grass fantastic tonight.
Honestly, I cannot believe how good he is, and I've said it on here before. Actually, I wish he was like 5 years younger.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know what? But the thing is, though, he still looks like he could do another boss 3 years. Yeah. He looks that good.
Yeah.
Honestly, he could do a job anywhere on that midfield.
He's one of those players in the defence. We forget very quickly, I think, with Milner, just how good he is. You know, everyone's still raving about Gini Wijnaldum because he's in our face. We see him every week. Milner was probably as good as Wijnaldum at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Fantastic start of the season. Fantastic last season as well. Yeah. In midfield, and then we booted him to fullback for a few games to help the team out and do a job, and he did it admirably, but clearly not to the best of his ability. I think, as I keep mentioning, he's played right back about four times in the last 10 years, and most of them, and they've all come in the last 2 months.
Yep.
He's done fine. You see him back in midfield, and it was like he went, nah, look, this is the real James Milner. Yep. Absolutely loved him.
That's what happened when he joined the club. He said he wants to do to play that role, and he didn't even play it, but you know what, because he's a true professional and he's a manager's dream, Paul. Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he will do any job to the best of his abilities. And you know what, he's had a few poor games, but bar maybe three or four, I don't think I've gone out of a game where I've said, oh, Milner was bad today.
Yeah,
I've always said, you know what? Either he was boss, or, you know what? 7 out of 10,
yeah,
boss.
Mate. Yeah, wear the socks of
And you know what? Yeah. That's the type of player that we brought him for just to be consistent and, you know,
and
boss.
The lad who he's been covering for, Trent Alexander-Arnold, I think Chris will probably talk about the more on the performance of Mane, more on the performance of Virgil van Dijk, Matip, and even Alisson, to be fair. Yeah. A couple of fantastic saves today. Trent, it was pivotal to how we attack, and you forget again, he's another one. There's times when people have gone, oh, is he good enough to play for Liverpool? Oh, bomb him out. Oh, John Gomez is our best right back. Nah.
No.
Trent Alexander-Arnold is the best young right back in world football, and his touch and his delivery, I was I was laughing my head off watching that game at times.
Yeah.
The stuff that he makes look so easy,
yeah.
It's just frightening. He's 20 years old.
20 years old and he's turning up the Premier League at right back. It sums it up in itself, you know. In terms of, you know, you can look at your Sanchos and those type of players of the world. Trent, in my opinion, and you know, could just be a bit of bias because I'm a Liverpool fan.
Minor.
But listen,
welcome to Red,
yeah,
Red
exactly.
TV.
That's what this is. He could be the best young player in the world, and that's not me being delusional, not me being stupid, trying to make funny comments on. That's a genuine, serious statement.
He's playing for the best team in
exactly.
England.
Mate, he put Ronaldo in his back pocket in that final. He was one of our standout performers in that final, and this season he's just carried on. It shows how much we miss him when he's not on the team. Don't get me wrong, Milner does a fine job at right back, but when you have Trent there, he just gives that different zest. He brings something defensively and offensively. 3 assists.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like, are you crazy? Do you know what I mean? He's fucking boss.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Just, honestly, if he ever leaves, I will be a very sad man.
Absolutely.
I will cry my eyes
out. I don't know if anyone picked up on it. There's the start of a Trent Alexander-Arnold chant hopefully gets picked up in the next few weeks.
So.
To the same tune as when Maggie Thatcher dies, which, I mean, we can at least move on from that. She's not coming back. She's still dead.
We could be looking at our future captain right there. I mark my words, I think he's going to be our future captain.
Absolutely. 100%. And you know, again, the big performance, Virgil van Dijk. I've been the only criticism I've had of Van Dijk, and you know what? I feel justified in being critical because he is the best. I think he's the best centre half, or he's in the clutch of the best centre halves in world football. He needs to score more goals, and that's it. Trent's delivery's coming in, and Virgil doing what he should be doing. So, but I'm not going to knock praise him for it because he should be doing it.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful he is, because if we want to win the league, we're going to need goals from everywhere.
Yeah.
Divock Origi, brilliant in getting his goal, and 2 from Virgil van Dijk. That is what title winning sides have going for them.
Yeah, very important to have a centre back like that, one who can score, one who can defend better than anyone. You know, it's so important to have a player like that. And I don't want to bring it up, but 13-14, that's what we miss. We miss that world class player at the back, and the fact that we have it now just gives
us
so much more confidence.
We miss a world class player, but what we had Skrtel scoring goals still in that.
Exactly,
and that was how we got up there. Virgil van Dijk can add goals. If he only gets another couple of goals to now in the end of the season, it would be very hard. I'd be very hard pressed to say we don't go on and do it. But that is what it is. Look, we've only run out of time for this one. Chris is going to be doing this in much more depth and detail over the RedmenTV.com tomorrow morning. It's going to be a fantastic show. 60 minutes, it might even run long because it's a very, very interesting set of topics. We've got basically 11 players plus a substitute. You all merit a full and proper discussion. If there's anyone you really want to hear discussed, any comments, any thoughts that we haven't done, leave them in the comments. Chris will pull a few of them into that show as well. Get over to the RedmenTV.com and sign up. Jay's been an absolute pleasure.
Boss.
It's been an absolute pleasure watching that game, supporting the Reds in general this season, to be perfectly honest. So drop a like on the video if you agree. And see it over on the RedmenTV.com. Cheers.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.